having money is one. Keeping the money is an entirely different thing.
How do we do that?
That's where you need a strategy.
More money, more problems.
Trust me, not just more problems, loads and loads of problems, because it's a very different feeling between just being comfortable and being happy. Sometimes because we tend to think the money is supposed to make us happy, we're quick to go buy a new Range Rover or a new outfit, or we want to buy a new house because we think those things make us happy. Alcohol and drugs never solve your problem. It only makes it worse. I think I've seen that on social media.
Great, yeah.
I realized that it's some kind of a drug.
Jahara Usman, a therapist and multidimensional entrepreneur, has seen it all. Successful people drowning in stress, torn between family expectations, business demands, and even destructive coping mechanisms like addiction. In a world where money is supposed to bring happiness, why do so many high achievers feel empty? Or is there something deeper at play? In this conversation, Jahara pulls back the curtain on the hidden struggles of success.
It's possible to change your financial circumstances without money.
Of course.
What does it take?
I think it just takes courage. You don't always have to retire at 60. You can retire at 40, 45, 50, 60. But most people know that you don't have money and you're taking drugs so you would be happy. But you get addicted and you need money to fund that addiction. So what does it come back to? At the end of the day, you still need money.
Hi, you're welcome to Connected Minds Podcast. And my name is Derek Abaite, and I'm your host on this show. And thanks to you, we are now the number one podcast in Ghana. We appreciate all the support. Today's conversation is with Jahara Usman. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Yeah, I think dopamine levels are going up little by little. The first question I want to ask you is, what do you think is the biggest misconception about money and mental health?
Well, I think when it comes to money, we've all heard famous people, very well-to-do rich people always say money was never the solution to their happiness. And I think it's very difficult to understand when you actually haven't been in that space. And so because when we are starting up, we always think that, oh, once I get all the money, I'm going to be happy. And so once you get to that point and you realize that you having the money actually doesn't equal happiness, that's when you begin to have like difficulty navigating to your real life. I would say for me, that stems from when the kind of happiness that I used to have when I was much younger and struggling is completely different from what I experience now. I think when I wake up in the morning, the first thing I'm thinking about is how I'm going to sustain my businesses and how I'm going to be protective of my financials. But then when I was younger, there was this sense of joy and irresponsibility because I didn't have so much to worry about. So that to me was like real happiness. But then as I can say that so many times and go on, but we all would agree that, you know, financial stability, it's also a very, you know, good start for you to actually feel a bit comfortable, but not actually happy in life though. Yeah.
Do you think that a lot of the people you speak to about their health, mental health and their finance and, you know, the business people that you know, do you think most of them are happy because of the money they have?
I think that I would say a lot of them are comfortable, but when I say happy because of the money, it's usually not the case. I have met very rich, well-to-do people that don't even eat breakfast. Some of them hardly even eat the kind of foods that maybe me and you would actually enjoy because they are so, so busy and they tend not to even get time to relax and actually enjoy the little things that we do. So I wouldn't say that the money doesn't push them to a certain degree. But when you ask most of them, they will tell you that when they say genuine happiness, it doesn't really give you that. The only time you can achieve genuine happiness in your soul is you actually having to invent that for yourself, but not necessarily the money giving you. The money will give you comfort. It will give you a sense of peace of mind. But happiness is a completely different thing.
What does that mean to you?
Happiness is just like that feeling you get in your heart, in your brain, that makes you feel like the things around you, you get to enjoy the sun, you get to see like, you know, the trees moving. You get to have that peace of mind. But you could be in the best hotel in the Four Seasons and still not have that feeling. So that is what I'm trying to contract. Like, someone can be like sitting under a tree and feel that sense of happiness. And you could be in your, you know, Rolls Royce or something and still not get that feeling. It's a very different feeling between just being comfortable and being happy.
Well, so I guess the saying is true that more money, more problems.
Trust me, not just more problems, loads and loads of problems. Because even trying to, the fear of having to lose that money is enough to hold you like a grip, that you end up just worrying so much, because having money is one. Keeping the money is an entirely different thing.
Okay, let's talk about that. How do we do that?
Well, that's where you need a strategy. When you have enough at a certain point, you can hire a financial advisor. But let's say you are starting up, you're beginning to come through money that you've never had before. Sometimes, because we tend to think the money is supposed to make us happy, we're quick to go buy a new Range Rover, or we want to buy a new outfit, or we want to buy a new house, because we think those things make us happy. And so we have the money now. So why don't we go for the things that make us happy? But that's not how money works. Money works by you having a strategy. So if you're making a certain amount of money, it's only a percentage of that money that's supposed to go through to buy you the little things that you expect to make you happy. So in order to keep that money, a higher percentage of that money is supposed to always cycle itself. And then the returns is what the rich people use to buy their private jets and their boats and, you know, the big cars. But when you come to middle class, we tend to make $100,000 and $50,000 is going towards buying a new car, and $10,000 is going towards buying new clothes. And then we are left with like about 40%. That 40%, it's not going to be able to circle itself around to be able to maintain the Range Rover and then the new lifestyle that you've picked. So I think we tend to think money makes us happy. That is what it stems from. Money equal to buying toys, toys equals to making you happy.
Wow. What would you say are some of the rich problems to have?
I would say rich problem is actually anxiety. You know, sometimes you experience a bit of depression, and I would say just general being unhappy. That stems from when you're financially well-to-do, you tend to have a smaller space as compared to people who are not so much invested in their financials. The difference is that when you're climbing the ladder, the less friends you begin to have. Not because you do not like people or you don't want people around you. It's just that your brain begins to work in a way that it's very high intense. And you're always looking for people who actually add to you than people who actually derail you from where you're wanting to go. So once you figure that out, it makes your circle a little bit smaller. And those circles are always talking about how to upend themselves, to how to move up the ladder. So you begin to have your mind, you know, cluttered and very like, you know, in a very small space. So you tend to be, it's always about work. It's always about, you know, being the person on top. It's always about appearing perfect. Whilst if you're on the lower end, you wake up in the morning, most people don't even think about what they're going to wear, or how the day is going to go and how it's going to be planned and what they intend to eat and, you know, how they, when they intend to go to bed. But when you are climbing the ladder, your life begins to be so structured that you actually don't get to get that free time and go playing golf on a Wednesday.
You're talking to someone. Okay, so I hear people talk about, it's a lonely road. It's a lonely road. You know, once you start making money, it's a lonely road. Is it really lonely?
It is a very lonely road. You know, unfortunately, I would love to say that it's like a beautiful journey for everyone. Everyone is different. You know, when I'm saying that, because some people are blessed by, you know, being born into families that already have the financial resource to keep supporting them as they go. But if you are someone like me, that you are your own cushion, you tend to worry two times more, because you're going to be the one going to the top and you're going to be the same person looking at the back, making sure you don't fall, because you don't have anybody there supporting you. So you tend to be stressed two times more. And when you become lonely, when you're always trying to figure out how to move forward, especially when you come from a family that it's not as, you know, doing well as you are. So it's hard to go to someone and say, can you advise me? Because probably your father has no idea what you're doing. Your mother has no idea what you're doing. Your siblings are lost in whatever your dreams are.